All right, hour three is upon us. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and our special guest I announced here just a few minutes ago, Rachel Ehrenfeld, joining us now, author of The Soros Agenda. Rachel, welcome. How are you?
Thank you, and yourself?
Well, thank you. We appreciate you joining us, and we talk a lot about just where we're headed as a country, George Soros, the influence that he's had. One of the questions that's in my notes, but I was going to ask it anyways, is how many left-wing Soros sleeper cells do we have in our legal system? Because he's done a great job of infiltrating.
There are not sleeper cells. He declared very clearly that he is doing that, and he will continue to do that. He also offered about it in the Wall Street Journal. He's not hiding it.
Real quick, Rachel, he's not, but yet there's a lot of average Americans that may know his name but have no idea what he's doing inside of the legal system with everything from attorney generals to secretary of states and so on. Those of us that are on the end know, but I'll tell you right now, most of the people that aren't on the end have no idea what we're talking about.
That's why I wrote the book. Read the Soros Agenda.
Awesome.
His influence is tremendous.
Yep.
But he declared, he says exactly what he wants. People didn't pay any attention. People didn't listen to what he was saying and what he was writing. So he was able to proceed without any interference. I actually wrote in February 1996. It was published in the Wall Street Journal and other papers that if unchallenged, if he will not be challenged, Soros will be able to change the political landscape of the United States.
Yep.
I wrote in 1996, in early 1996, and he actually was very successful. Look around you, count the people who died from overdoses. Because drug use has become trivial, and he managed to change what was in the early 90s something that was unthinkable. Using drugs was not endorsed, was not looked on in favor. It was unthinkable that somebody would come and legalize the use of drugs, right? Well, Colorado was among the first ones to legalize it, actually. But look at the open borders. He says that sovereignty is an anachronistic idea. He has written about it. He has spoken about it. And he says that, the U.S. Constitution, which was written by our founding fathers, well, they were naive. Our founding fathers were naive. And so, this was written, more than 200 years ago. And since then, we have learned that when it comes to human affairs, rules can be manipulated. Well, he certainly knows a thing or two about manipulation. So he actually had written about how he would rephrase the Constitution. The Bill of Rights. He considers himself a philosopher, unrecognized, but considers himself a philosopher. And he said that he always wanted to be the conscience of the world. Well, I don't know, I can sleep at night, but apparently his conscience is not bothering him.
Exactly. Rachel, do you think that maybe George Soros has overreached? And what I mean is this. The major American cities that have DAs that he has funded and put in place are falling apart. And people can clearly see Soros-funded DAs bring horrible results. Do you think that that's going to produce a backlash?
I don't know. In some places, yes. Certainly the citizens of the cities, of the locales are unhappy, but not unhappy enough. Look at Chicago.
True.
The new mayor just came in yesterday, and he's worse than the previous one.
He's a lunatic.
And,
He's a flat-out lunatic.
Lightfoot was as well. This one's worse.
Yeah.
And Soros had written in an op-ed a few months ago that he doesn't see anything wrong with what he's doing. He's promoting justice, and he will continue to do so. And the proof that what he was doing is good, he said, rightly so, that in places where, in some places where DAs that adhere to his non-compliance with the law are being re-elected. He's right. So why are people re-electing them? Well, maybe it's not necessarily all the people. Maybe there was something wrong with the election system, but that's another story that he has to do something with it too. But it really depends on the people, because defunding the police, having prosecutors that release, if criminals are being arrested, they release them to continue to commit crimes. If people will be fed up with it really, then, you know, there will be a change. But in the meantime, the country is not doing too well with the ideas that Soros had and policies that Soros had proposed and Biden administration is implementing.
You know, Rachel, when I look at the incredible damage that George Soros has caused throughout America, but also many other countries, is it going too far? Does it make me a crazy person to simply say these words, George Soros is evil?
Well, you know, it's a free country for now.
For now, good one.
Thank you, Rachel. So I better say it quickly.
Good one.
Yeah, so for now, you can say anything you want, you know. But certainly the policies that have been implemented because of Soros are causing chaos in the country. He's known as a connoisseur of chaos. And are causing division, social division,
yes,
racial division, all kinds of divisions in the country. They are not helping.
There's a lot of, Rachel, there's a lot of hate and death out there because of George Soros.
Yes.
I mean, there's no other way to look at it, is there?
Well, it is. Yeah, you can look at it and think about the people who are implementing this policy. You know, people can have ideas. People can have ideas. Our politicians don't have to implement them, but they are so. And it's not that he's funding everything so heavily. He's not the wealthiest person in the United States. He's not the biggest funder of the Democratic Party. Hmm. However, he's the most influential.
Yes,
and he helps to bring about the left progressive section of the party that actually had overtaken it.
Rachel, where do people buy the book? I should have asked that to begin with, but where do folks buy the book, The Soros Agenda?
The Soros Agenda is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and a few other places. If you go to democracy.org, you can see the list of booksellers that sell the book here and elsewhere. And it's the Soros Agenda, and it's an eye-opener.
We will recommend everybody buy that and pass it out to as many people as they can, because you're right, Rachel. The only way to get people's eyes opened is to read something along these lines. Of course, listen to us, but also read these things. And for a lot of folks that may not be able to even listen to us on a daily basis, and we don't cover this every single day, they need to read the book, and we'll recommend that they do and get that in other people's hands.
And Elon Musk was right saying that it seems the troll seems to be what his criticism about trolls. Everybody has the right to criticize him, and nobody should actually shut up, because Soros is using, labeling anybody who's criticizing him as an anti-Semite.
That's right. You're right about that. Rachel, thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us. And if things change and you want to come back on, please let us know.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it very much. And, yeah, you know, her last comment, I don't know if everybody heard that. I know she was a little bit difficult to hear, but she basically said, anybody that opposes him is now called an anti-Semite, which is a bunch of nonsense. The guy is as evil gets. Opposing him means you're opposing evil, period.
John.
Right?
Yes. Everywhere that he has a DA in place, crime runs rampant.
Well, that's
criminals
are
let out for not prosecuted, and more people die and get killed. I mean, drugs are everywhere. It's just incredible.
Well, he likes the chaos.
He likes evil. You know what what it really comes down to? He hates America.
Yeah, well, he wants to fundamentally change it like Obama.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, we'll come right back, guys. Again, you can get the book. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, have the link up on the website a little later tonight. All right, myself, Andy, and Charlie, I just want to make sure I recap on the George Soros end of things, and this is me stating it. I'll see whether Andy agrees with me or not, but I don't know that I can think of anyone else on planet Earth right now more evil and that has done more damage to this country than George Soros.
Yeah, offhand.
Single-handedly, I can't think of another individual. The guy makes my stomach turn.
There may be. I don't know what every individual has done.
Well, publicly speaking.
But widespread damage.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how to top
it. In my opinion, he is the definition of evil.
Yes.
He is absolutely one of the most evil, corrupt, inhumane individuals on planet Earth, period.
Yes.
I told Andy during the break, I would not want to be in the same room with the guy, because when I look at him, he just radiates evil, in my opinion. I don't think I could stand in the same room with him, Andy.
I would be sickened.
Me too. The guy is
that
evil.
I would be physically ill.
I mean, you know, when you get around some people where you just feel like, listen, I can't be around this.
Right.
He's one of those.
Yes.
I don't say that about too many people, by the way, because most people I could, you know, hang out in the same room and have a conversation and hopefully have it be civil and so on. That guy, he just radiates evil to me.
I mean, I think of people like Robert De Niro as people who I think are just horrid, wretched people. But De Niro on his best day doesn't do one tenth of a percent of the damage that Soros does.
Andy, I'll go as far as to say someone like Kim Jong-un doesn't even do what George Soros does.
No, he doesn't. No, because Kim Jong-un does not have anywhere near the damage outside his borders.
He doesn't have the power that Soros has.
I think you would have to, I mean, maybe the heads of the CCP. I mean...
Yeah, and the problem is they're not public, so you don't know them like
you
do Soros.
There are no terror leaders. Even Osama bin Laden, while he killed a bunch of people, it wasn't this ongoing decade after decade of
internal destruction that Soros has done. That's right.
Destroying whole countries.
Yeah, Soros is destroying from the inside out, not the outside in. Osama bin Laden came from the outside in. Soros is doing it the other way around. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.